We're now joined by Steve Freese, who writes a great podcast, actually, called It's the StripPodcast.com, and he's author of a number of books. You know, Vegas just keeps growing exponentially. I mean, forgetting all the development of the stuff that's not completed yet, even this hotel, I mean, keeps building and building and building. But you've got something on your podcast that I love about all the great top secret things you didn't know about. And one of the things I noticed, by the way, you know, I love doing this stuff. For example, if you're going to Sydney at the Opera House, people can take a tour of it. They can go in and out. But if you know who to call and you go in at 7 o'clock in the morning, they actually let you up on stage at the Sydney Opera House and you get to rehearse with the orchestra. How cool is that, right?
I didn't know that.
Now you know that. But what I didn't know that I found out from you is you can get a free performance from the horn section. Come on, tell me about this. This is cool.
Well, Bette Midler and her choreographer, Tony Basil, when they were planning the Bette Midler show at the Caesar Palace, they went to every single show on the Strip, and they found a group of horns at the Pomp that do a show every Monday night at 10:30 at night, and they hired them, and they're the band for the Bette Midler show. So if you don't have $100, $200 to see Bette Midler, you can see her musicians, at least a little bit of them, on stage every week for free on Monday night at the Palms.
Yeah, Monday nights in Vegas are pretty cool, even for the House of Blues.
Yes, there is something over there. I think it's Wednesday they have jazz night.
Ah, I thought you could actually get
blues
in.
Blues night.
Okay. Yeah, you could actually get in on Mondays. What other great tips do you have for me?
Well, for example, you know, Sonny, I no offense to the Planet Hollywood, but I open up my laptop here and there's no wireless internet, and I open up.
Sonny tells me that based on the fact that you just mentioned that will be changed. Knowing Robert Earl, that'll be changed probably in about a nanosecond.
Well, the reason I bring it up is just because one day I was really pressed. I had to get a story filed really quickly, and I was over at the Venetian, and I open up my laptop thinking there's no way, and all over the lobby of the and all over the casino of the Venetian and the Palazzo, all the public spaces. Free wireless internet.
You know, that's going to happen very soon. It really has to.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that in Las Vegas, you know, is part of you know, another thing to charge people for. It's the same thing as, you know, in the
I'm just telling you, I've just gotten a sort of like osmosis, this news bulletin, that they're going to change that here.
Well, it could be. Here, meaning here at this particular property.
Otherwise known as the Planet Hollywood, yes.
Yes, of course.
Okay, fine.
Another great tip that I, you know, and Bob knows, his one of his colleagues, Jim Rogers, owns Channel 3 in Las Vegas, the NBC affiliate. He has a huge antique car collection. It's not advertised. Nobody really knows about it unless you live here. But if you call up, you can go down and see it by appointment.
I got one for you. Oh. If you go out by Nellis Air Force Base, yeah, and you don't take the main freeway, but you just take the side roads that go along the side, uh-huh, they got some of the best pawn shops in the world out there, because people are pawning stuff out there that you never see downtown Las Vegas, and it's a great day trip. Go to the pawn shops near Nellis Air Force Base. How about that?
Have you done this?
Well, of course I've done it. What are you talking about?
What'd you buy?
You know what I bought? I bought, actually, this is a long story, I bought airline seats. I bought two first-class airline seats, the old leather seats.
They're
somebody pawned them. I shipped them back to L.A.
Okay, and now they're in your living room?
No, they're in a bedroom of my house. We call it the upgrade suite. I'm not kidding you. All right.